You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Fancy Pants Theater and Queer Theater Kalamazoo have teamed up for Ladyfest, a show featuring short plays, monologues, and a few poems, all under the themes of gender equality and femininity. Ladyfest is the second show in Fancy Pants' social justice series. In February, the theater did a similar program on race and will hold one on LGBT rights in June. Ben Hooper is the vice executive director of Fancy Pants and co-producer of Ladyfest.
And what we try to do with those shows is, rather than preach, we want to provoke discussion. Because especially with the crowd in this city, if we did preach, we would essentially be preaching to the choir, which is great, and it makes everyone feel nice, but you're not really accomplishing anything. So in this play, we have a lot of different ideas coming from our different segments. Some of them, you'll notice, are just very, you know, straight up feminism empowerment. Others take separate ideas. Some of them challenge the way we look at gender. Some of them might even anger feminists a little, and that's okay. Part of what we want to do is say, it's okay to be angry. Join the discussion.
Ladyfest opens tonight at Fire Historical and Cultural Arts Collaborative and runs for 2 weekends. Laura Henderson of Queer Theater Kalamazoo says each night the second act will be a little different. Tonight, for example, there will be a guided discussion by sociology PhD and playwright Edith Fisher, as well as karaoke. The short plays themselves are a mixture of local scripts as well as those from esteemed national playwrights. The short play Jack Pork by Buffalo area writer Donna Hoke seems to be a cast favorite. It takes place on the set of a retro TV show, a lot like Mad Men.
What can I do for you, Mom?
Well, you can keep wearing that dress, beautiful, I'll tell you that.
That's not in his line.
It's not? It sounds right. Felt right. Natural-like.
But it's not the line.
Are you sure?
In Jack Pork, TV actress Chrissy is objectified and harassed by her co-workers, all in the name of show business. But when Chrissy's co-star Jack has a problem with a certain part of his anatomy, the director and crew are all about sensitivity. After all, Jack is a serious actor that should be treated with respect.
Some of them imply that I can't be very smart because all my blood is circulating down there. That's not very nice.
It's downright juvenile.
I get frisked at the airport as if I'm holstering a weapon.
Oh, suck it up.
Would you want people walking up to you, always pointing at your body? It's humiliating.
Hi, I'm Dan Lafferty, and I played Jack Pork. Obviously, he's not used to, or he thinks there's something really wrong with the way he's treated because of his body, but they don't really see anything wrong with the way Chrissy is treated.
I'm Katrina Beadle, and I played Chrissy. When Chrissy points it out, it's laughable. Like, any time she has a line, she's ignored over and over and over again.
So it's just an interesting take on it, and how would a man react to that? And in this show, you know, the man is just as upset as women are. And yet he still doesn't learn the lesson that women don't like it, even though he doesn't like it personally.
In the play, Chrissy isn't treated much differently from her character. Actor Breishan Miller says the playwright was probably trying to show how little has changed in our society.
It mentions blogs and Tumblr, so it is modern era, but a lot of the dialogue and a lot of the effects come up with a lot of older, patriarchal 40s and 50s and 60s era stuff, but we're obviously new people with the exact same ideals.
Ladyfest co-producer Laura Henderson says, in the end, like many women today, Chrissy just has to grin and bear it to keep her job.
Smile!
But I...
Smile at him, Chrissy. That's what we're paying you to do. Perfect! Who doesn't want to see that on the side of a bus?
The feminist theater collaboration Ladyfest will run for 2 weekends, starting tonight at 8 at Fire Historical and Cultural Arts Collaborative. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.